Good morning, Central Oregon. My goodness, what a beautiful day. And what a happy St. Patrick's. We're just going to have live in the afterglow here. If you still got a little green on, that's all right. You get out there and enjoy it. There's a little bit more green showing up in your yard this week. It's pretty good. I guess this week is also the beginning of spring, which is you know, one more time. I'm not going to hit it real hard today, but I'll just give you a little chores list. You know, this is that time. Spring cleanup is here. And, you know, it's a good time to, you know, take care, clean up, do some repairs around the place. This is also the time for our smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. This is the time that we're supposed to be reminded with the time change to change the batteries in those so that our home's safe. And those of you that are on, well, actually those in town too, you know, everybody's got an irrigation system, but particularly those folks that have a rural setting where they have irrigation rights, you're going to be breaking out that equipment here shortly. So this is really a good time to get it serviced, get it sort of laid out, change the gaskets, change the sprinkler heads, maybe even, you know, adjust the nozzles on them. You can screw out the nozzles and put in some finer nozzles if you want to as they start to wear out. And, you know, this is also a good time. And it was a tip that was given to me a couple of weeks ago that I shared. You know, when we're doing pruning, it looks pretty much like the hard freezes are past us at this point in time. You know, maybe you want to wait another week or two if you're going to plan on keeping the shrubs. But if you've got some shrubs and trees that you're planning on taking out anyway, this is a good time to go ahead and butch them down and get them back, because to wait for them to leaf out and do all that just makes the whole process a lot more bulky and a lot more cumbersome. So if you have some trees or shrubs or some of those things that you're planning on going ahead and taking out, this isn't a bad time to start moving in that direction before it fills out. For those that you're planning on keeping, generally the rule of thumb is you allow them to at least go through their bloom cycle if they bloom in the spring, and then prune and shape them and do what you want to do with them at that time. And remember, always water. You know, we've got the spring rains are coming, and pay attention to your downspouts and your rain gutters and that. You know, we've got a lot of debris maybe through the winter months that have accumulated there. Maybe the downspout should be faced away from the foundation so that it's not leaking back in underneath the house. And, you know, spring is here. Spring is here. It's a beautiful thing. So maybe get out there today. I guess I looked at the weather report this morning. We're supposed to have blue sky and 55 degrees today. So this is, you know, really a good time to get out there and do some of that spring cleaning. St. Patrick's Day to me has always sort of been that sort of official kickoff to springtime. It seems like it's just a few days right before spring comes in, and everybody feels a little festive, and you know that we're not going to be buckled down for winter much longer. So anyway, there you go. So today's bulletin, an interesting one, because, you know, after all, interest rates seems to be all the buzz on a lot of different things, and hopefully I'm going to be able to touch base on a couple of things that maybe are receiving a little bit more sensation than they deserve, at least at this point in time. But one of the things that I wanted to do with the refinancing, because it's really front of mind for a lot of people. There are a lot of people that have, you know, recently within the last year purchased a home at a higher rate of mortgage, anticipating that they're going to be doing a refinance here in the not too distant future. And there may be, and as this article leads to, there's sort of two things in the refinance world that we sort of need to be mindful of before getting into it. And one is what is called a rate and terms refinance. That means that you're not taking any cash out. You're just simply refinancing or taking out a new loan that's exactly the same size as the loan that you had previous. Now, granted, there's going to be some loan fees associated with it, but this is generally the way, and of course it's all predicated on your credit rating and your income to debt ratio and all that, but this is generally the way that you can get the best interest rate, because there's really not any additional risk being added onto it. To refinance for the best interest rate and then think that you could take some additional cash out, that's called a cash out refinance. Generally speaking, those loans are not the loans that have the preferential interest rate or as low. So, I mean, if your goal is low interest rate and you can get by without doing the cash out refinance, you may find that you can do a little bit better on your rate if that's your primary focus when you do your refinance. But this article sort of alludes to the fact that you could refinance, get a better rate, and then have a bunch of cash to take a vacation and do something if you wanted to. And if if your primary focus is the lowest possible rate in the marketplace, there's a couple of things that you can do. And one is just do a rate and terms refinance. The other is explore the option of buying that rate down. You can pay some cash up front. And this is where your calculator comes into play. You realize how much money you're paying up front, how much lower your payment's going to be. And then at the current rate of return, how many months would it take you to earn back, if you will, what the buy down was. And if you're planning on being there for 10 or 15 years and that threshold is, you know, 2.5, 3 years, then heck yeah, it was worth it. If you're going to be in and out of the house for a couple of years, in a couple of years time, that's probably some front end load for just to reduce the payments. If that's important to you, that's important. Those are your choices to make. But but the one thing that is valuable in this article that was written today is if in fact you are anticipating a refinance in the not too distant future, there's a few things that you can do. And you can do a little bit of credit rebuilding. Take a look at your credit report, see what's there. If there's any old claims that are on there that just maybe they've been satisfied but they're still lingering, your credit rating maybe have some things on your credit that you could pay off and just go ahead and get those out of the way. You know, I think long-term debt is at your current rate of pay, it would take you longer than 6 months to pay it off. So if you have something that you've got a $500 line of credit on there and you're paying $100 a month, well, you know, that's a short-term debt. You can, you know, go ahead and, you know, get rid of it. And then the other one too is to oftentimes there's kind of some points in extending your credit line, not necessarily taking the money out, but it goes to your available credit, the credit that you have that's available to you. And that's one of the things that if you have a fair amount of credit available to you, that'll drive your score up a little bit. So if you get together with your mortgage professional and talk to him about or her about doing some credit rebuilding, doing some things so that you can enhance so that when the time comes and you're ready to pull the trigger, your credit rating and all of your you've got a relationship with a lender, then you're ready to go, and that's a great time to do that refinance. So to sum it all up, in anticipation of trying to get the lowest rate to hold on for a while, get your credit report clean and nice and make sure that you're all ready to go. Try to establish a relationship with a lender. Let them know what you would like to do. And then once you're in that spot, then when it comes time, then it's pretty easy for you to go ahead and take that loan out. And do that. And if you want to do a cash out refinance because you want to do some remodeling or do some things that are going to keep you in the home longer, that's sort of the intangible, if you will, that if it makes your home more modern and more comfortable and you're going to feel good and you know you're going to be doing it for 10 or 15 years, then it's well worth it. Those are investments in yourself and in your home. So enjoy that. Well, there we go. So, gosh, we've got some market trend reports, not a lot of stuff going on in the market trend reports. We also have some interesting things happening. By the way, the mule deer overlay is back and in front of the Deschutes County. So we're going to talk about that. I want to encourage you to call in today. You know, the number here at the station is 541-388-1110. And you're listening to Ask Fred Johnson here on FM News 100, 1110 KBND.